Hi, I'll be reading the Book of Mormon, another testament of Jesus Christ. I'll be reading 2 Nephi chapter 26. Christ will minister to the Nephites. Nephi foresees the destruction of his people. They will speak from the dust. The Gentiles will build up false churches and secret combinations. The Lord forbids men to practice preachcrafts. About 559 to 545 B.C. And after Christ shall have risen from the dead, he shall show himself unto you, my children, and my beloved brethren. And the words which he shall speak unto you shall be the law which ye shall do. For behold, I say unto you, that I have beheld that many generations shall pass away, and there shall be great wars and contentions among my people. And after the Messiah shall come, there shall be signs given unto my people of his birth, and also of his death and resurrection. And great and terrible shall that day be unto the wicked, for they shall perish, and they perish because they cast out the prophets and the saints, and stoned them, and slay them. Wherefore the cry of the blood of the saints shall ascend up to God from the ground against them. Wherefore all those who are proud, and that do wickedly, the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts, for they shall be as stubble. And they that kill the prophets and the saints, the depths of the earth shall swallow them up, saith the Lord of hosts, and mountains shall cover them, and whirlwinds shall carry them away, and buildings shall fall upon them, and crush them to pieces, and grind them to powder. And they shall be visited with thunderings, and lightnings, and earthquakes, and all manner of destructions. For the fire of the anger of the Lord shall be kindled against them, and they shall be as stubble. And the day that cometh shall consume them, saith the Lord of hosts. Oh, the pain and the anguish of my soul for the loss of the slain of my people. For I, Nephi, have seen it, and it well nigh consumeth me before the presence of the Lord. But I must cry unto my God. Thy ways are just, but behold the righteous that hearken unto the words of the prophets, and destroy them not, but look forward unto Christ with steadfastness, for the signs which are given, notwithstanding all persecution. Behold, they are they which shall not perish, but the Son of Righteousness shall appear unto them. And he shall heal them, and they shall have peace with him until three generations shall have passed away, and many of the fourth generation shall have passed away in righteousness. And when these things have passed away, a speedy destruction cometh unto my people. For notwithstanding the pains of my soul, I have seen it. Wherefore I know that it shall come to pass, and they sell themselves for naught, for the reward of their pride and their foolishness. They shall reap destruction, for because they yield unto the devil and choose works of darkness rather than light. Therefore they must go down to hell. For the Spirit of the Lord will not always strive with man. And when the Spirit ceaseth to strive with man, then cometh speedy destruction, and this grieveth my soul. And as I spake concerning the convincing other Jews that Jesus is the very Christ, it must needs be that the Gentiles be convinced also that Jesus is the Christ, the eternal God, and that he manifesteth himself unto all those who believe in him by the power of the Holy Ghost, yea, unto every nation, kindred, tongue, and people, working mighty miracles, signs, and wonders among the children of men according to their faith. But behold, I prophesy unto you concerning the last days, concerning the days when the Lord God shall bring these things forth unto the children of men. After my seed and the seed of my brethren shall have dreaded in unbelief, and shall have been smitten by the Gentiles. Yea, after the Lord God shall have camped against them round about, and shall have laid siege against them with the mount, and raised forts against them. And after they shall have been brought down low in the dust, even that they are not yet, the words of the righteous shall be written, and the prayers of the faithful shall be heard, and all those who have dreaded in unbelief shall not be forgotten. For those who shall be destroyed shall speak unto them out of the ground, and their speech shall be low out of the dust, and their voice shall be as one that hath a familiar spirit. For the Lord God will give unto him power that he may whisper concerning them, even as it were out of the ground, and the speech shall whisper out of the dust. For thus saith the Lord God, they shall write the things which shall be done among them, and they shall be written and sealed up in a book, and those who have dreaded in unbelief shall not have them, for they seek to destroy the things of God. Wherefore, as those who have been destroyed have been destroyed speedily, and the multitude of their terrible ones shall be as chaff that passeth away. Yea, thus saith the Lord God, it shall be at an instant suddenly, and it shall come to pass that those who are dreaded in unbelief shall be smitten by the hand of the Gentiles, and the Gentiles are lifted up in the pride of their wives, and have stumbled because of the greatness of the stumbling block that they have built up many churches. Nevertheless, they put down the power and miracles of God, and preach up unto themselves their own wisdom and their own learning, that they make it gain and grind upon the face of the poor. And there are many churches built up which cause envyings and strifes and malice, and there are also secret combinations, even as in times of old, according to the combinations of the devil, for he is the founder of all these things, yea, the founder of murder and works of darkness, yea, and he leadeth them by the neck with a flaxen cord, until he bindeth them with his strong cords forever. For behold, my beloved brethren, I say unto you, that the Lord God walketh not in darkness. He doeth not anything, save it be for the benefit of the world. For he loveth the world, even that he layeth down his own life, that he may draw all men unto him. Wherefore, he commandeth none that they shall not partake of his salvation. Behold, doth he cry unto any, saying, depart from me? Behold, I say unto you, nay. But he saith, come unto me, all ye ends of the earth, by milk and honey, without money and without price. Behold, hath he commanded any that they should depart out of the synagogues, or out of the houses of worship? Behold, I say unto you, nay. Hath he commanded any that they should not partake of his salvation. Behold, I say unto you, nay, but he hath given it free for all men, and he hath commanded his people that they should persuade all men to repentance. Behold, hath the Lord commanded any that they should not partake of his goodness? Behold, I say unto you, nay, but all men are privileged, the one like unto the other, and none are forbidden. He commandeth that there shall be no priestcrafts, for behold, priestcrafts are that men preach, and set themselves up for a light unto the world, that they may get gain and praise of the world. But they seek not the welfare of Zion. Behold, the Lord hath forbidden this thing. Wherefore the Lord God hath given a commandment that all men should have charity, which charity is love. And except they should have charity, they were nothing. Wherefore, if they should have charity, they would not suffer the labor in Zion to perish. But the laborer in Zion shall labor for Zion. For if they labor for money, they shall perish. And again, the Lord God hath commanded that men should not murder, that they should not lie, that they should not steal, that they should not take the name of the Lord their God in vain, that they should not envy, that they should not have malice, that they should not contend one with another, that they should not commit whoredoms, and that they should do none of these things. For whoso doeth them shall perish. For none of these iniquities come of the Lord. For he doth that which is good among the children of men, and he doth nothing save it be plain unto the children of men. And he invited them all to come unto him and partake of his goodness. And he denieth none that come unto him, black and white, bond and free, male and female. And he will member with the heathen, and all are alike unto God, both Jew and Gentile. Okay, that's it for 2 Nephi chapter 26. Hi, I'm reading the Book of Mormon, another testament of Jesus Christ. I'll be reading 2 Nephi chapter 27. Darkness and apostasy will cover the earth in the last days. The Book of Mormon will come forth. Three witnesses will testify of the book. The lone man will say he. Cannot read the sealed book. The Lord will do a marvelous work and a wonder. Compare Isaiah chapter 29, about 559 to 545 B.C. But behold, in the last days, or in the days of the Gentiles, yea, behold, all the nations of the Gentiles, and also the Jews, both those who shall come upon this land and those who shall be upon other lands, yea, even upon all the lands of the earth, behold, they will be drunken with iniquity and all manner of abominations. And when that day shall come, they shall be visited of the Lord of hosts with thunder and with earthquake and with the great noise and with storm and with tempest and with the flame of devouring fire. And all the nations that fight against Zion and that distress shall be as a dream of a night vision. Yea, it shall be unto them even as unto a hungry man which dreameth. And behold, he eateth, but he awaketh, and his soul is empty, or like unto a thirsty man which dreameth. And behold, he drinketh, but he awaketh, and behold, he is faint, and his soul hath appetite. Yea, even so shall the multitude of all the nations be that fight against Mount Zion. For behold, all ye that doth iniquities, stay yourselves and wonder, for ye shall cry out and cry ye. Ye shall be drunken, but not with wine. Ye shall stagger, but not with strong drink. For behold, the Lord hath poured out upon you the spirit of deep sleep. For behold, ye have closed your eyes, and ye have rejected the prophets and your rulers and the seers. And the seers hath he covered because of your iniquity. And it shall come to pass that the Lord God shall bring forth unto you the words of a book, and they shall be the words of them which are slumbered. And behold, the book shall be sealed, and in the book shall be a revelation from God from the beginning of the world to the ending thereof. Wherefore, because of the other things which are sealed up, the things which are sealed shall not be delivered in the day of the wickedness and the dominations of other people. Wherefore, the book shall be kept from them, but the book shall be delivered unto a man, and he shall deliver the words of the book, which are the words of those who have slumbered in the dust, and he shall deliver these words unto another. But the words which are sealed he shall not deliver, neither shall he deliver the book, for the book shall be sealed by the power of God, and the revelation which was sealed shall be kept in the book until the own due time of the Lord, that they may come forth. For behold, they reveal all things from the foundation of the world unto the end thereof. And the day cometh that the words of the book which was sealed shall be read upon the housetops, and they shall be read by the power of Christ, and all things shall be revealed unto the children of men which have ever been among the children of men, and whichever will be even unto the end of the earth. Wherefore, at that day when the book shall be delivered unto the man of whom I have spoken, the book shall be hid from the eyes of the world, that the eyes of none shall behold it, save it be that the three witnesses shall behold it by the power of God besides him to whom the book shall be delivered. And they shall testify to the truth of the book and the things therein. And there was none other which shall view it, save it be a few, according to the will of God, to bear testimony of his word unto the children of men. For the Lord God hath said that the words of the faithful should speak as if it were from the dead. Wherefore the Lord God will proceed to bring forth the words of the book, and in the mouth of as many witnesses as seemeth him good, will he establish his word, and will be unto him that rejecteth the word of God. But behold, it shall come to pass that the Lord God shall say unto him to whom he shall deliver the book, take these words which are not sealed, and deliver them to another, that he may show them unto the Lord, saying, read this, I pray thee. And the Lord shall say, bring hither the book, and I will read them. And now, because of the glory of the world, and to get gain, will they say this, and not for the glory of God? And the man shall say, I cannot bring the book, for it is sealed. Then shall the Lord say, I cannot read it. Wherefore it shall come to pass that the Lord God will deliver again the book and the words thereof to him that is not learned, And the man that is not alone shall say, I am not loaned. Then shall the Lord God say unto him, the loans shall not weed them, for they have rejected them. And I am able to do my own work. Wherefore thou shalt weed the woods, which I shall give unto thee. Touch not the things which are sealed, for I will bring them forth in my own due time, for I will sow unto the children of men that I am able to do my own work. Wherefore, when thou hast read the words which I have commanded thee, and obtained the witnesses which I have promised unto thee, then shalt thou seal up the book again, and hid it up unto me, that I may preserve the words which thou hast not read, until I shall see fit in my own wisdom to reveal all things unto the children of men. For behold, I am God, and I am a God of miracles. And I was so unto the world that I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I walk not among the children of men, save it be according to their faith. And again it shall come to pass that the Lord shall say unto him that shall read the words, that shall be delivered him. Forasmuch as this people draw near unto me with the mouth and with the lips to do honor me, but have removed their hearts far from me, and the fear towards me is taught by the precepts of men. Therefore, I will proceed to do a marvelous work among this people, yea, a marvelous work and a wonder for the wisdom of their wise, and long shall perish, and the understanding of their prudence shall be hid. And woe unto them that seek deep to hide their counsel from the Lord, and their works are in the dark, and they say, Who seeth us, and who knoweth us? And they also say, Surely your turning of things upside down shall be esteemed as the potter's clay. But behold, I will show unto them, saith the Lord of hosts, that I know all their works. For shall the work say of him that made it, he made me not? Or shall the thing framed say of him that framed it, he had no understanding? But behold, saith the Lord of hosts, I will show unto the children of men that it is yet a very little while, and that beyond shall be turned into a fruitful field, and the fruitful field shall be esteemed as a forest. And in that day shall the deaf hear the words of the book, and the eyes of the blind shall see out of obscurity and out of darkness, and the meek also shall increase, and the joy shall be in the Lord, and the poor among men shall rejoice in the Holy One of Israel. For surely as the Lord liveth, they shall see that the terrible one is brought to naught, and the scorner is consumed, and all that watch for iniquity are cut off, and they that make a man an offender for a word, and lay a snare for him that reproveth in the gate, and turn aside the just for a thing of naught. Therefore thus saith the Lord who redeemed Abraham concerning the house of Jacob, Jacob shall not now be ashamed, neither shall his face now wax pale. But when he seeketh his children, the work of my hands, in the midst of him. They shall sanctify my name, and sanctify the Holy One of Jacob, and shall fear the God of Israel. They also that are in spirit shall come to understanding, and they that the murmured shall learn doctrine. That's it for 2 Nephi chapter 27. Hi, I'll be reading the Book of Mormon, another testament of Jesus Christ. I'll be reading 2 Nephi chapter 28. Many false churches will be built up in the last days. They will teach false, vain, and foolish doctrines. Apostasy will abound because of false teachers. The devil will wage in the hearts of men. He will teach all manner of false doctrines about 559 to 545 B.C. And now, behold, my brethren, I have spoken unto you, according as the Spirit hath constrained me. Wherefore I know that they must surely come to pass, and the things which shall be written out of the book shall be of great worth unto the children of men, and especially unto our seed, which is a remnant of the house of Israel. For it shall come to pass in that day that the churches which are built up and not unto the Lord, when the one shall say unto the other, Behold, I am the Lord's, and the other shall say, I am the Lord's, and thus shall every one say that hath built up churches and not unto the Lord. And they shall contend one with another, and their priests shall contend one with another, and they shall teach with their learning and deny the Holy Ghost, which giveth ordinance. And they deny the power of God, the Holy One of Israel. And they say unto the people, Hearken unto us, and hear ye our precept. For behold, there is no God today. For the Lord and the Redeemer hath done his work, and he hath given his power unto men. Behold, hearken ye unto my precept. If they shall say there is a miracle wrought by the hand of the Lord, believe it not. For this day he is not a God of miracles. He hath done his work. Yea, and there shall be many which shall say, Eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die, and it shall be well with us. And there shall also be many which shall say, Eat, drink, and be merry. Nevertheless, fear God. He will justify in committing a little sin. Yea, lie a little. Take the advantage of one because of his words. Dig a pit for thy neighbor. There is no harm in this. And do all these things, for tomorrow we die. And if it so be that we are guilty, God will beat us with a few stripes, and at last we shall be saved in the kingdom of God. Yea, and there shall be many which shall teach after this manner false and vain and foolish doctrines, and shall be puffed up in the hearts, and shall seek deep to hide their counsels from the Lord, and their works shall be in the dark, and the blood of the saints shall cry from the ground, and the blood of the saints shall cry from the ground against them. Yea, they have all gone out of the way. They have become corrupted because of pride and because of false teachers and false doctrine. Their churches have become corrupted, and their churches are lifted up because of pride. They are puff up. They rob the poor because of their fine sanctuaries. They rob the poor because of their fine clothing. And they persecute the meek and the poor in heart because in their pride they are puffed up. They are puffed up. They wear stiff necks and high heads, yea, and because of pride and wickedness and abominations and whoredoms, they have all gone astray, save it be a few, who are the humble followers of Christ. Nevertheless, they are led. That in many instances they do all because they are taught by the precepts of men. Oh, the wise and the learned and the rich that are puffed up in the pride of their hearts, and all those who preach false doctrines, and all those who commit whoredoms and pervert the right way of the Lord, woe be unto them, saith the Lord God Almighty, for they shall be unto them. They shall be thrust down to hell. Woe unto them that turn aside the just for a thing of naught, and revile against that which is good, and say that it is of no worth. For the day shall come that the Lord God will speedily visit the inhabitants of the earth, and in that day that they are fully ripe in iniquity, they shall perish. But behold, if the inhabitants of the earth shall repent of their wickedness and abominations, they shall not be destroyed, saith the Lord of hosts. But behold, that great and abominable church, the whore of all the earth, must tumble to the earth, and great must be the fall thereof. For the kingdom of the devil must shake, and they which belong to it must needs be stirred up unto repentance, or the devil will grasp them with his everlasting chains, and they be stirred up to anger and perish. For behold, at that day shall he rage in the hearts of the children of men, and stir them up to anger against that which is good. And others will he pacify and lull them away into cardinal security, that they will say, all is well in Zion, yea, Zion prospereth, all is well. And thus the devil cheateth their souls and leadeth them away carefully down to hell. And behold, others he flattereth away, and telleth them there is no hell. And he hath said unto them, I am no devil, for there is none. And thus he whispereth in their ears, until he grasps them with his awful chains. For whence there is no deliverance, yea, they are grasped with death and hell, and death and hell, and the devil, and all that have been seized therewith, must stand before the throne of God, and be judged according to their works, for whence they must go into the place prepared for them, even a lake of fire and brimstone, which is endless torment. Therefore woe be unto him that is at ease in Zion. Woe be unto him that quieth, all is well. Yea, woe be unto him that hearkeneth unto the precepts of men, and denieth the power of God and the gift of the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Yea, woe be unto him that saith, we have received, and we need no more. And in fine, woe unto all those who tremble and are angry because of the truth of God. For behold, he that is built upon the rock receiveth it with gladness, and he that is built upon a sandy foundation. Trumpeth, least he shall fall, woe be unto him. That shall say, we have received the word of God, and we need no more of the word of God, for we have enough. For behold, thus saith the Lord God, I will give unto the children of men, amen, line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little, and bless all those who hearken unto my precepts and lend an ear unto my counsel. For they shall learn wisdom, for unto him that receiveth I will give more, and for them that shall say, we have enough, from them shall be taken away even that which they have. Cursed is he that putteth his trust in man, or maketh flesh his arm, or shall hearken unto the precepts of men, save their precepts shall be given by the power of the Holy Ghost, will be unto the Gentiles, saith the Lord God of hosts. For notwithstanding, I shall lengthen out my arm unto them from day to day. They will deny me, nevertheless I will be merciful unto them, saith the Lord God, if they will repent and come unto me, for my arm is lengthened out all the day long, saith the Lord God of hosts. That's the end for 2 Nephi chapter 27. I mean 2 Nephi chapter 28. 2 Nephi chapter 28. Hi, I'll be reading the Book of Mormon, another testament of Jesus Christ. I'll be reading 2 Nephi chapter 29. Chapter 29. Many Gentiles will reject the Book of Mormon. They will say, we need no more Bible. The Lord speaks to many nations. He will judge the world out of the books. Which will be written about 559 to 545 B.C. But behold, there shall be many at that day when I shall proceed to do a marvelous work among them, that I may remember my covenants, which I have made unto the children of men, that I may set my hand again. The second time to recover my people, which are of the house of Israel, and also that I may remember the promises which I have made unto thee, Nephi, and also unto thy father, that I would remember your seed, and that the words of your seed should proceed forth out of my mouth unto your seed, and my words shall henceforth unto the ends of the earth, for a standard unto my people, which are of the house of Israel, and because my words shall henceforth many of the Gentiles shall say, a Bible. We have got a Bible, and there cannot be any more Bible. But thus saith the Lord God, O fools, they shall have a Bible, and it shall proceed forth from the Jews, mine ancient covenant people. And what think they, the Jews, for the Bible which they receive from them? Yea, what do the Gentiles mean? Do they remember the travails and the labors and the pains of the Jews, and the diligence unto me in bringing forth salvation unto the Gentiles? O ye Gentiles, have ye remembered the Jews, my ancient covenant people? Nay, but ye have crossed them, and have hated them, and have not sought to recover them. But behold, I will return all these things upon your own heads, for I, the Lord, have not forgotten my people. Therefore, thou shalt say, a Bible. We have got a Bible, and we need no more Bible. Have ye obtained a Bible saved war by the Jews? Know ye not that there are more nations than one? Know ye not that I, the Lord your God, have created all men, and that I remember those who are upon the isles of the sea, and that I rule in the heavens above and in the earth beneath, and I bring forth my word unto the children of men, yea, even upon all the nations of the earth. Wherefore murmur ye, because that ye shall receive more of my word? Know ye not that the testimony of two nations is a witness unto you, that I am God, that I remember one nation like unto another? Wherefore I speak the same word unto one nation like unto another. And when the two nations shall one together, the testimony of the two nations shall one together also. And I do this that I may prove unto many that I am the same yesterday, today, and forever, and that I speak forth my words according to my own pleasure, and because I have spoken one word, ye need not suppose that I cannot speak another, for my work is not yet finished, neither shall it be until the end of man, neither from that time henceforth and forever. Wherefore, because that ye have a Bible, ye need not suppose that it contains all my words, neither need ye suppose that I have not caused more to be written. For I command all men, both in the east and in the west and in the north and in the south, and in the islands of the sea, that they shall write the words which I speak unto them. For out of the books which shall be written, I will judge the world, every man according to that which is written. For behold, I shall speak unto the Jews, and they shall write it, and I also shall speak unto the Nephites, and they shall write it, and I shall also speak unto the other tribes of the house of Israel, which I have led away, and they shall write it, and I shall also speak unto all nations of the earth, and they shall write it. And it shall come to pass that the Jews shall have the words of the Nephites, and the Nephites shall have the words of the Jews, and the Nephites and the Jews shall have the words of the lost tribes of Israel, and the lost tribes of Israel shall have the words of the Nephites and the Jews. And it shall come to pass that my people which are of the house of Israel shall be gathered home unto the lands of their possessions, and my word also shall be gathered in one, and I will sow unto them that fight against my word and against my people who are of the house of Israel, that I am God, and that I covenanted with Abraham, that I would remember his seed forever. Okay, that's it for 2 Nephi chapter 29. Hi, I'll be reading the Book of Mormon, another testament of Jesus Christ. I'll be reading 2 Nephi chapter 30. Converted Gentiles will be numbered with the coveted people. Many Lamanites and Jews will believe the word and become delightsome. Israel will be restored and the wicked destroyed. About 559 to 545 B.C. And now behold, my beloved brethren, I will speak unto you. For I, Nephi, will not suffer that ye should suppose that ye are more righteous than the Gentiles shall be. For behold, except ye shall keep the commandments of God, ye shall all likewise perish. And because of the words which have been spoken, ye need not suppose that the Gentiles are utterly destroyed. For behold, I say unto you, that as many of the Gentiles as will repent are the coveted people of the Lord, and as many of the Jews as will not repent shall be cast off, for the Lord coveteth with none, save it be with them that repent and believe in his Son, who is the Holy One of Israel. And now I would prophesy somewhat more concerning the Jews and the Gentiles. For after the book of which I have spoken shall come forth and be written unto the Gentiles and sealed up again unto the Lord, there shall be many which shall believe the words which are written, and they shall carry them forth unto the remnant of our seed. And then shall the remnant of our seed know concerning us how that we came out from Jerusalem, and that they are descendants of the Jews, and the gospel of Jesus Christ shall be declared among them. Wherefore they shall be restored unto the knowledge of their fathers, and also to the knowledge of Jesus Christ, which was had among their fathers. And then shall they rejoice, for they shall know that it is a blessing unto them from the hand of God, and the scales of darkness shall begin to fall from their eyes, and many generations shall not pass away among them, save they shall be a pure and a delightsome people. And it shall come to pass that the Jews which are scattered also shall begin to believe in Christ, and they shall begin to gather in upon the face of the land, and as many as shall believe in Christ shall also become a delightsome people. And it shall come to pass that the Lord God shall commence his work among all nations, kindreds, tongues, and people, to bring about the restoration of his people upon the earth. And with righteousness shall the Lord God judge the poor, and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. For the time speedily cometh that the Lord God shall cause a great division among the people, and the wicked will he destroy, and he will spare his people, yea, even if it so be that he must destroy the wicked by fire. And righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins. And then shall the wolf dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid and the calf, and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. And the cow and the bear shall feed, the young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox, and the sucking child So I play on the whole of the apse, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the CoCKATRI. See, Patris is den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. Wherefore the things of all nations shall be made known, yea, all things shall be made known unto the children of men. There was nothing which is secret. Save it, shall be revealed. There is no work of darkness, save it, shall be made manifest in the light. And there is nothing which is sealed upon the earth, save it shall be loose. Wherefore all things which have been revealed unto the children of men, shall at that day be revealed, and Satan shall have power over the hearts of the children of men no more for a long time. And now, my beloved brethren, I make an end of my sayings. Okay, that's it for 2 Nephi chapter 30.